relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Hello, everybody. I am not Dr. Sebastian Gorka, though I am also a War College associated person. I'm retired Colonel Kurt Schlichter. You may know me as senior columnist from Town Hall. The author of such action-packed conservative novels as Crisis. I'm also a trial lawyer. Don't hold that against me. And yes, I am a graduate of the United States Army War College. Admittedly, it's a party war college. It was the Delta House of War Colleges. But that was what bound me to Dr. Gorka. And it's going to be a theme today because I have the command console here for the next 3 hours. And I'm going to bring you some great stuff, including Senator Dan Mastriano from Pennsylvania. He's another retired colonel. You know him as a fighter for freedom, a fighter for election truth. And he's also a graduate of the Army War College. So we're gonna get down and do that stuff today. But, you know, Dr. Gork is out this week, and it's a weird week. You know, it's that week between Christmas and New Year's where nothing really happens, except in 2020, when everything happens all the time. And I got to tell you about a little weirdness that I had today. I was sitting at my palatial law office, you know, looking out upon Southern California, which is where I am. I am a Los Angeles trial lawyer, so I am in Southern California, where there's this weird phenomenon going on today. Okay, listen carefully, because this is weird to me. Water is falling from the skies upon me. It's like there's water, and it's coming from the air. And I was told this is called rain. Folks, I have not been in rain in like a year. All right. My normal uniform is flip-flops, cargo shorts, and, you know, a sweatshirt. And now I've taken to, if you're on YouTube, I'm pointing back to it. I actually grabbed one of my old Gore-Tex rain gears from when I was in the Army. I retired about 6 years ago next week. And I had to wear that to keep this water from getting all over me. You see, I actually wore a jacket today because I wanted to honor Dr. Gorka. Like I said, my normal uniform, cargo shorts and a sweatshirt. I actually was married in that, and I intend to be buried in it. But this week I'm looking good. Anyway, I'm sitting in my office, right? And I'm handling emails, and I get like 1,000 emails a day, and it's very annoying. And about 15 of them matter. And one that mattered, somebody's saying something about a lawsuit, and he says, I hope everyone's had a safe Christmas. A safe Christmas. Safe. What lurking danger, unless you happen to live near a AT&T building in Nashville, and we're going to talk about that. What's the real danger in America? I think the problem with America is, frankly, the lack of danger, the lack of any kind of challenge. And I think that's a root cause of so many problems. Now, obviously, when he was talking about, I hope you had a safe Christmas, I think he was talking about COVID. Now, I want to be clear. My body surges with powerful antibodies. I have had the disease. I slapped it around, threw it on the ground, and stepped on its throat. I have beaten COVID. Like the proverbial redheaded stepchild, and if you're a redheaded stepchild out there, please don't call me redheaded stepchildist or redheaded stepchildophobic or whatever your weirdness is. Don't do that. It's a figure of speech. I wasn't afraid of it before I got it, and when I got it, it was like a mild head cold. Unfortunately for my wife, it was like a mild flu, so she actually had it worse after I gave it to her. But I didn't live my life in terror. I didn't live my life in fear. This fetish with safety that we all seem to have in this country. When was America a safe country? I think it only started a few years ago because, like, when I was a kid, we had lawn darts, right? You would take these spears, right, and they'd have these, like, metal things, and you'd huck them at each other. And, you know, apparently some people had a problem because they got impaled, boo-hoo, you know. But now we don't have lawn darts. And God forbid, does your kid have a BB gun? I don't know any kids in my neighborhood who have a BB gun. Now, of course, I took my kids shooting. I was like, here's a weapon. You need to know how to use this. But it's this lack of challenge. There's no danger anymore. You see these kids, they're riding a skateboard, and it's like they've got body armor on, right? They got their Kevlar, and they got their helmets and everything. And they look like the Michelin Man, and they're going rolling down the street very slow because they won't go too fast. Somebody might get hurt. It's not safe. There's a lot to be said about a lack of safety. There's a lot to be said by risk. There's a lot to be said for actually living. You can't live without that hint that something might go completely off the rails. And I think that's why so many people are freaking out about this, obnoxious virus. And it is an obnoxious virus. And for certain people, it's very dangerous. And you shouldn't act like an idiot. For instance, I've given up my habit of tackling random strangers and coughing in their faces. I'm passing on that. That's my contribution. But it can't govern your life. You know, you're not exactly cheating death when you live through a disease that has like a 99.95% survival rate. Okay, in my, like my demographic, which is relatively healthy 56-year-olds. But I think, I think people need, and they have this need to be challenged. And part of that challenge is danger. And I think they are turning this COVID thing into a danger because they need that. I remember when this thing started and California was going to lock down everything. By the way, we've been locked down for like 9 months and things are getting worse. And I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I'm thinking maybe if you do something and things get worse, you would do something else. Just an idea, throwing it out there. I'm only spitballing. I'm no Dr. Fauci. Actually, I think Dr. Fauci probably isn't really Dr. Fauci because there's like multiple Dr. Faucis. There's one telling you to wear a mask, one telling you not to wear a mask, the one telling you, we need to get to 70% for herd immunity, then telling us we get to 90% herd immunity. And he's like excited. He's lying about it. And he tells the media that he's lying about it. And the media's like, oh, good. You lied to everybody. Anyway, I think people are magnifying this because they need excitement. Like I said, when we started this lockdown thing, I went to Trader Joe's. Yeah, I go to Trader Joe's. I own it. Where else am I going to get my hummus? I know it's a cliche for Californians, but I need my hummus. And people were like taking stuff off the shelves, and the shelves were kind of bare, and it was kind of scary a little bit. You know, that, wow, you know, is society falling apart? Is this going to be like The Walking Dead? You know, Stephen King's The Stand? You know, people are like kind of, I think at some point, they're hoping just a little bit that thing, something's going to happen, that maybe the humongous is going to come and, you know, rule the wasteland. They're just a little bit because they want that challenge. We've been too successful in America. That's our problem. Our heroic warriors, America's fighting men and women, and folks here fighting for freedom have made a society that really is safe. So we take things that are not that dangerous, that are not, you know, all-encompassing horrors, and we pump them up because it gives our empty lives meaning. We used to fill it with Jesus. We used to fill it with settling the frontiers. Now what do we have? A bunch of people going, be safe, be safe. I can't help but be safe. All right? America is one giant Volvo. We are the safest people on earth. And I think it's killing us. I think it's killing our souls. Am I crazy? Oh, you tell me. Give me a call. You're on Dr. Sebastian Gorka's show at 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. I want to hear what you've got to say. This is Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
Thank
job.
You,
How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
That was Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who is out this week. I am in today, at least. My name, Kurt Schlichter. You've probably heard me on with Dr. Gorka before. I'm a senior columnist at Town Hall, the author of such action-packed conservative novels as Crisis. I'm a noted trial lawyer and senior columnist at Town Hall. You should go read my article today. I have a column. It basically, what's its title? Oh, yeah. 2020 was the Brian Stelter of years. Yes, 2020 was a giant rotten potato. So with that, American Greatness's own Liz Scheld, my close personal friend, is joining us. Liz, how was your how was your Kwanzaa?
Oh, it was, I don't know, what's the adjective?
Righteous.
How do you describe a Kwanzaa? Righteous.
I believe it's righteous. Did the Kwanzaa comrade redistribute you any good presents from hardworking kulaks?
Yes. Yes, the Kwanzaa fairy came to the Liz house, and it was delightful. You know, there's nothing better than other people's stuff.
Well, then you're going to love the next 4 years, aren't you?
Yeah, right? Locking down. We got to lock everything down for it's. We're going to have a major redistribution of wealth coming immediately.
Look, I am getting really tired, Liz Scheld, of this whole COVID paranoia. Now, I have had COVID. I have beaten it to a pulp. It cowers in fear of me and my potency, but. You know, a lot of people are freaking out over it way more than you would think for a pretty bad flu, especially for some people.
Well, Kurt, there's a new strain.
What?
So, there's a new strain. So,
oh, great.
Here we go again.
The additional drama strain, to borrow from Michael Crichton.
That's true. I think this has been an interesting year to just, for the student, of anthropology to just watch the way that the public has been really manipulated by fear porn this ridiculous stature that's been given to doctors and scientists. And it's not that I don't respect doctors or scientists. It's that typically when you go see your doctor and your doctor tells you something's wrong with you and it's serious, most people will say, you know, I'm going to get a second opinion. But apparently we are not allowed to have second opinions, and they're certainly not allowed to show up on social media. And to me, that, as someone who prides herself on being a critical thinker, I think that that's very suspicious. But instead, we just have this almost mass mob hysteria going on, and people are just really going bananas. I think the country's just been split in half between people who are absolutely bananas and other people who are just like, let's put the brakes on this and think carefully about our decision.
Well, I have a theory, Liz Scheld, of American Greatness, which you should be reading every single day, folks. I have a theory, which I set forth at length in my opening monologue, that America is such a safe country that people have some sort of internal yearning for some sort of dystopian disaster that's going to bring forth a humongous to challenge us and make us feel alive again. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good theory. I think it is a good theory. And we're getting a really good sense of what people will trade away for their liberty for, you know. And certainly safety is a super popular thing to trade for. However, everybody has a different idea of what safety is. You know, I mean, are you really safe, or are you just ridiculous?
Well, I think a lot of them are ridiculous. I think a lot of these people see themselves as Mad Max, and they're really that old guy with a samurai sword. He said, "The humongous is a reasonable man, open to negotiation."
Negotiation, you know, here.
No, there's no negotiation, and there is no dissent. The idea, the weird thing is that our establishment decided to skip the whole debate and dissent part. They decided what was true and correct without that messy argument part where people go, no, I have other views and here's other evidence you can consider, and went right to the received word, skipping that whole middle part.
Absolutely. We're told you have to listen to the scientists and respect the scientists. And my response to that is, well, which scientists?
Bingo.
Because the scientists are different. The doctors are different. Even in your regular pre-COVID life, when you would go visit a doctor for medical opinion, people get second opinions. That's not unusual, except now. All of a sudden, there's no questioning allowed. And that, especially because our overly respected authorities like Fauci and what is it, Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, these are people who've changed their positions over time.
Yes.
So it's even more suspicious. It's like, well, wait a minute. You said masks were ridiculous, and now we have to wear masks. And you told people don't go out and buy masks. And now we have another story. Well, you said that because you wanted to save the mask for the first responders. And it's just very suspicious when people aren't going to let you talk about things or debate things.
Exactly. It's like, well, we lied to you, but we had a really good reason. Believe me now.
And
you know, if they had come out and said, you know, the whole thing about us telling you not to wear masks and go down to Chinatown and party and hang out in on Broadway and at the New York restaurants, we were all wrong and stupid. But we've learned, folks. Here's what we've learned. Here's how we've learned it. We were wrong, but now we're right. Then you go, oh, okay, because people make mistakes. But when they go, no, we were right then and we're right now, we're always right. Shut up.
Who say that they are right are people that are violating their own rules that they claim are backed by science. So I wonder how serious things really are when we're seeing these elected officials indulge themselves in ways that the filthy casual is not allowed to do, like go to fancy pants restaurants, go visit their families, go to baseball games without a mask when you're not socially distanced. So you wonder, are these people really believe the things that they're telling us?
I mean, I don't think so.
If it's that serious, why are they playing fast and loose with the rules?
Well, exactly, Liz Sheldon. And you and your significant other and me and my significant other, we like to go to fancy restaurants. But we haven't been able to do that because we're not special. I'm not Governor Hairstyle.
I went into Starbucks the other day, and I'm not a regular Starbucks person.
Because the coffee's crappy.
I just had a craving for I wanted an Americano, and I went in. You can't even sit in a Starbucks. There's no tables. It's like you have to go in, get your coffee, and get out.
And flee. I mean, look,
But
somehow Florida manages to get along with people not panicking. And in fact, fewer people per capita are dying in Florida, which is notoriously full of silver citizens.
Well, that's why I think that we've seen for months the media has been just attacking Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, because he's in practice. It's not matching up to what we're hearing from our experts.
Liz Schell, I know this is going to freak you out, and we only have about 15 or 20 seconds, but I think the mainstream media is lying to us. Am I crazy?
It's crazy talk. What are you talking about?
There are betters. We got Jake Tapper, and he's out there, and we got Brian Stelter, and yeah. the mashed potato of America's media. And here on the Dr. Seb Gorka Show, America First, we've got much, much more coming. I am guest host Kurt Schlichter. The action has only begun. Thank you, Liz Scheld of American Greatness. Folks, stick around.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America First.
And this is American First with Dr. Seb Gorka. Seb Gorka, close personal friend of my own. I love the guy. I mean, he's a cool guy. And we text back and forth our commentary about current events. I am Kurt Schlichter, by the way, senior columnist over at Town Hall. I like to joke around. I like to have fun. But I like to stand up and help people. And that's the greatest part of being an American. I saw it overseas. I'm a 27-year Army veteran, retired colonel. I saw how Americans act overseas. And I see it here, too. And there's no better way than the Angel Tree appeal. Now, we hope you all had a very Merry Christmas this year. The generosity of folks like you have helped over 41,000 young kids, children of prisoners, to be blessed with a Christmas they'll never forget. Because with the gifts you donated on SebGorka.com, combined with our colleagues on other Salem Radio Network shows, we generated enough to bless those tens of thousands of children on Christmas morning. Now, I want to do something for you by reminding you that every person who made a gift to Dr. Gorka's Angel Tree campaign not only helped a child with a mom or dad in prison, but they'll also receive a year-end tax deduction when they file their 2020 taxes. And you get the same benefit. It's getting late, but you can still do it. You can still get that tax benefit, but you can still help a kid. Because, I mean, folks, the kids didn't do anything wrong. Why should they suffer? And who better than us, as conservatives, as people who say we can take care of others, to actually get out there and do it, to put our values and our faith in action? Now, you can help the ongoing year-round work of Prison Fellowship and score a solid year-end tax deduction, nothing wrong with that, for any amount you donate at SebGorka.com. Or you can phone your gift to 888-206-2794. Now, before you forget, please go right now to SebGorka.com, click the Angel Tree banner, or you can phone your gift to, ready, 888-206-2794. Now, I'm jealous of Dr. Gorka because he gets some great sponsors, and one of them is Carr Firearms. Now, he's a proud owner of a Carr Firearm, and he interviewed Carr owner Justin Moon this very year and was left quite impressed. Justin's canine design changed the game 25 years ago, and it's still a trendsetter. Carr, that's K-A-H-R, is an American company. It's a firearms manufacturer who is in this fight for America right with us. Carr makes patented, high-quality pocket pistols at the very best prices. Visit KAHR.com to pick one up today. Now, we've been talking about COVID. I want to hear from Matt in North Carolina on line four. Matt, you had a friend who died on Christmas morning of a heart attack, and they listed his death as COVID?
Yes, sir, Kurt. I know Dr. Gorka just by phone, you know, but from being on the show.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, here's the mind-boggling. This, as I'm on topic here, I'm trained in radio. Here's the thing. My friend has his own show. He taught me what to do, what not to do. Skip over that. I know time is of the essence. Okay. He had a massive heart attack. I found out this morning from a personal friend. The man that died is a personal friend of my family.
Uh-huh.
Worked with me and two of my brothers. Well, apparently what you probably heard after the fact of someone's death, I guess an autopsy, they test them for COVID, and they say, oh, that didn't kill him. A gunshot wound didn't kill him. A heart attack didn't kill him. COVID killed him. The man was healthy as could be, not fat, didn't smoke, didn't drink, carpenter, active, unbelievable.
Now, Matt,
they want to say COVID killed him. My friend.
Now, Matt, you sound like you're probably like me. You're mature enough to remember a time when, if we didn't completely trust what the government was telling us, at least we thought, all right, they're not going to outright lie to us on some as mundane as causes of death to, you know, get the extra cash associated with COVID or whatever. We got about 15 seconds. Yeah, how can we go on when we can't trust the people we're supposed to trust?
Exactly. Can I say one more thing real quickly?
Very quick.
Amazingly, my Democratic sheriff approved my handgun permits.
Well, that's something. I hope you got a Carr firearm, because that's a quality weapon system. I am Kurt Schlichter, retired Army colonel, so I know a little bit about weapon systems, at least when my Command Sergeant Major would actually let me have one. We're going to be right back on American First with Dr. Seb Gorka, and we've got a lot more to come.
You're listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
We're back with America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. That bumper music you heard was Sweet Home Alabama, but that's not what we're talking about. Alabama's fine. They've got a couple of good Republican senators now. It's Georgia that's on my mind. It's also on the mind of my pal, former Special Forces NCO Jim Hansen, and a personal friend of mine. Jim, what the heck is going on in Georgia?
All kinds of stuff. Hey, man, does playing Sweet Home Alabama constitute a microaggression now?
No, it's a macroaggression. There are blue-haired sophomores with daddy issues crying and ripping the stud out of their nose over it. It's
good. Then we're doing our job.
You remember when Leonard Skinner was counterculture instead of,
right,
like,
I mean,
the fascist oppressor?
Yeah, well, you know, the times have changed.
Play Free Bird! Shut up, racist!
Yeah, we got to be worried about Georgia, because bottom line, I mean, we can't in a million years risk letting the Democrats have the Senate. So,
no.
I mean, nobody has to love Cocaine Mitch or anything else, But what you have to do is understand that under no circumstances we trust those people with control of the only brake on insanity that we may have left in the government. So let's do win those two races.
Well, Jim Hansen, and everybody should follow you on Twitter, at Jim Hansen DC. Jim, there are people out there. Now, I was a Army officer. We love to plan. We love to create courses of action. And a lot of people out there have created a course of action, which is step one, get mad at the Democrats for stealing the election. Step two, that's a question mark. And then, step three, that'll show the Democrats. And step two, well, let's make that not vote for the Republican and just hand them the election. I'm not sure of that planning process.
You know, you just outlined the Underpants Gnomes business plan from South Park for everybody who's ever watched that film. Dude, we have to be mad about what happened during the election. If you're not, you're not paying attention.
Bingo.
The question is, what can we do about it right now?
Yes.
And there's not a lot of options left on the table as far as changing the results of the election. What we can do is make sure it doesn't get worse immediately by losing the Senate. And then what we can do is start an insurgency, to use some of Kurt's favorite phrasing, to win back our right to vote fairly in all the states that changed the rules for this election.
And we're talking about a peaceful insurgency where we use tools outside the mainstream establishment to bring up and to have our will heard. And there's lots of options out there. We don't have to have the same old fights in the same old House of Representatives. It's still dominated by dominatrix Nancy Pelosi, or even the Senate, which has, far too many squishes like Mitt Romney. Instead, we can choose our battlefields. And one of the battlefields are state legislatures that we control.
And if you think about it, Republicans control almost 60% of the houses, upper and lower, in state legislatures across the country. One of the things that's going to happen before we vote again is they're going to redraw the districts. And Republicans control 181 redistrictings completely, while the Democrats only have 76. Now, the other ones are kind of a mix. But we can literally redraw the lines to our advantage in 181 House districts. That is massive, aside from the fact that even though this election was awful and atrocious and everything else, we picked up 10 House seats, and we picked up minority votes, and we put a bunch of women into the House of Representatives. You know, we did everything the Democrats have been doing to us forever. And now we've got momentum going into 2022, and I just want people to have a little hope that, okay, the voting was awful. Whatever we can or can't do about it, we got options to beat them down and take back the House in 2022.
Well, that is so erotic, Jim Hansen. I want a cigarette and a cuddle. It is wonderful to hear somebody talking my language, which is the Army language. We are dropped into a place, and the facts are the facts. The situation is the situation. You don't cry about what the enemy has. You don't cry about what you have. You don't cry about the terrain. You use what advantages you have, and you try and minimize the deficits. And that's what we have to do here. You have shown a spotlight on areas of hope and opportunities for the future. I think too many people are getting wrapped up by the fact that we lost one battle in a lengthy campaign to take America back.
And here's the best thing, Kurt. We couldn't have picked a better enemy. The left has gone so crazy. And thank Donald Trump for this. He made them so mad and so crazy that they ripped their masks off and they said, "You're damn right we're socialists." Yes, we are. We hate America. We hate everybody who loves America. And we want to turn this into a socialist crap hole. And now that they're basically have admitted that, middle America is running away from them. You know, the next couple elections are going to be a battle between people who believe in being productive and responsible and people who believe you can give away free stuff and never have to work. Well, guess what? All the people who used to be the working class in the Democrat Party are running away from that because they understand you have to work to get paid and you have to get paid to live. And they're going to join our team. And we're going to grow. So I'm kind of optimistic right now.
I am too, Jim Hansen. For one thing, and, you know, we laugh a lot about diversity. Because what it's come to mean is checking a bunch of boxes to ensure that, you know, we have the proper number of people whose grandparents came from Mauritania or wherever. But you and I come from an organization, the United States Army, where diversity really means we're going to have the best people in position. When I think of my drill sergeant, I don't care where his great-great-great-grandfather came from. I care that Drill Sergeant Whittlesey taught me how to fight and survive on the battlefield. That's what I care about. And that's what we've done as Republicans. We've gotten a bunch of people who don't fall into the categories that are supposed to be Republican. And I think that's great. We got about 15 seconds. How do you think we leverage that for maximum effects?
We point out that, as Margaret Thatcher so greatly said, socialism's great until you run out of other people's money. Well, guess what? All the people who think they're getting a free handout from the government will learn otherwise, and they're going to join our team.
Well, there's no way, better way than to learn through pain. Jim Hansen, will you stick around with me for a couple minutes on the other side of the break?
You got it.
All right. We'll be back with Jim Hansen here on America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. More to come.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, everybody, to America First with Dr. Seb Gorka, except you've got retired Colonel Kurt Schlichter. I've got my friend Jim Hansen on the line. And Jim, stuff is going down on January 6th. What do you think?
Dude, we're at basically the last procedural step in counting the votes for the Electoral College. You know, the states sent their votes in, and there are some stray electoral slates that went in. And I think the interesting thing that is going to happen, and this hasn't happened that often, is Vice President Pence will present those alternate slates of electors because they've been presented to him and the law requires it. So there's going to be, you know, a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing, I think, in the House and Senate on January 6th. The problem is, unless the Democrats decide to play along, the end result is going to be an unhappy one. You know, there's no way to cheat the system, and it has to get a vote in the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi's team is not going to help us. So I think the problem is going to be, end of the day, January 6th, we end up with a vote certifying Biden as the next president, and we have to deal with that. And I just want to make sure people, you know, I don't hit anybody for trying to fight as hard as they can. But comes a point where you have to pick the better battles, and I hope people will accept that and then aim at some better targets, because there are some things we can do that'll make it better rather than just try to, you know, go down a losing route at this point.
Well, I understand, Jim Hansen, that you have got to pick your battles. Look, I went out to Nevada at the behest of Rick Grenell to fight for the president there in my lawyer capacity. I caught COVID doing it. I believe the election was, for lack of a better word, stolen. I also believe that it is very unlikely to be overturned in the courts. And I believe it is unlikely to be overturned procedurally. Doesn't mean you don't follow up and have your case heard. Doesn't mean you don't make a stand on the House floor and the Senate floor bringing to light these irregularities. And when I say irregularities, it's a lawyer word. Yes, it includes fraud, but it also includes run-of-the-mill incompetence and stupid procedures. We have to make those points. But I think it's unrealistic to expect that they are going to give us the short-term victory. We're fighting the long battle.
And let's win it. You know, and that's
yes.
I am crushed at the thought of Biden as president. Ugh. I'm more crushed at the thought of people thinking that that's some kind of end. We know what they did to cheat. We know where they cheated in mail-in ballots. We know where they cheated on voter rolls. And what we have to do now is aim people at those problems in the states where the rules got changed. And we can do that. You know, it was not a big number of changes in a large
That's
number
true.
Of places, and we control a lot of those. So we go there, we fight there, and then we win the next couple elections. We're not in any stretch of the imagination going to get beat by this. So, we'll have a little chaos here in D.C., and good. I mean, personally, I live
I like
on
chaos. Hill,
overlooking D.C. I wouldn't mind, you know, looking down and seeing a little chaos happening.
Well, we all love chaos, Jim Hansen, you know? But we've got to take a hard break here. I am Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting for Dr. Seb Gorka. This is America First. Stick around for Congressman Chip Roy at the top of the hour.